The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show this morning. We're live downtown here in Corinth on a beautiful Thursday morning. It's unbelievable, the weather this week, man, enjoying it and stuff. I'm Tommy Wilson, director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with some of my friends here, Wesley Jackson, who's the director of the Freedom Center. He's back this week. He's been gone for a couple of weeks. We got Ronnie Martin, also at the Freedom Center here. Ronnie's been with us the last couple of weeks. And Truett Brown. Truett has been with us a lot on the show lately, and he's part of our team. So we're grateful to have Truett. And Truett is our what's your title, Truett?
Administrative assistant.
Yeah, administrative assistant there at Living Free and Crosswind and the Freedom Center. I mean, we've got him titled with everything we could title him with that we can announce on the radio. So, but no, it's a great time of the year. I was just sitting here thinking high school basketball about to start. SEC football's right in the middle of it. The Yankees game one starts Friday night. So, man, it is a great time.
Sports Center.
Tennessee just rolled Alabama this past Saturday.
I don't know how Ronnie feels about that, but I know one thing. I was there, and it was pretty good TV for me.
Yeah. Look, you're going to talk about LSU as well if we're going to throw names in there.
So, well, listen, Wesley, you've been out for a couple of weeks. You've been in North Carolina. So why don't you tell us what you've been doing in North Carolina?
Yeah, Tommy, had the privilege to go out to Yancey County, North Carolina, the towns of Burnsville and Spruce Pine, with a group of men, local men here. The local communities kind of come together and put together some care packages for the people out there struggling with Hurricane Helene. And we got to go deliver that. But also when we went with a plan and a mission of feeding a couple hundred volunteers each and every day that we was there. We went for a 10-day stay. And throughout that 10 days, we had the opportunity to feed about 300 to 400 volunteers that were in town working to restore power, water, and get things back online for the locals there in North Carolina. Also had the opportunity to do some chainsawing, got to bring two of the guys from the Freedom Center with me, and we went and ran a chainsaw and cut trees up in people's driveways and cleared a path so they could get in and out of their homes, run into some families that had trees falling on their house and had knocked holes in their roof. So the group that we were with had some carpenters with us, and we got to clean up their house, put their roof patches on, add electricity back to their house. We had some generators we wired into the house and got them water. I think one of the ladies we got to help had three kids. They'd been sleeping outside basically for about 16 days. And it's, I don't know if you guys have been at the mountains in this time of the year, but it was starting to get cold at night, about 30s. So, you know, it was really heartbreaking to see the families around there struggling. But one of the encouraging things I seen while I was there, Tommy, was that there was a lot of the hands and feet of Jesus running around that place trying to get them some help, get them back some form of normalcy. A lot of Samaritan's Purse, a lot of God's Pit Crew, which are just Christ-centered organizations that are they're out there trying to help folks. And that's what I've seen. The folks in the mountains there are resilient people. I don't know how they do it, but everything they do around there is on a hill. So ain't nothing real easy. So they're already a little bit tough by nature. And so they were pretty optimistic about the way things were going. You didn't run into a whole lot of people that really just seemed defeated. some of them had seen the reality of the situation and knew they had hard times, but a lot of them were just thankful that they had made it through it. You know, there's a lot of loss up in that area and dealing with that. But all in all, I would say the spirit of the place was trending back up by the time we left, for sure. And not so much just down when we got there, but they got a big lift still left on their hands. There's a lot of work to be done, a lot of roads to be repaired, a lot of roofs to be put back on houses. Houses down in the valleys where the flood had came just washed plumb away. So be praying for the folks of North Carolina. There's help up there, and they are moving the needle some, getting back to some normalcy, but they have a long way to go for sure.
We got guys coming home today.
Yeah, yeah.
And so with a plan on going back.
Not real sure the timeline right now. We've got a storage container up there in Pickwick that people are bringing supplies to. So I know there'll be at least another turnaround trip to drive up and drop off supplies and give to the locals there wherever we find that needs to go to. And
so when you say supplies, are you talking about clothing too, or not so much
clothing? A few jackets and blankets was basic clothing material that we brought, because when we were there, we seen some of them command centers, man, they had piles and piles and piles of clothes that people had just brought by and dropped off. So I don't know that clothes was as much of a need. They had a lot of water already on site, which we're going to need a lot of water. But I tell you what they were needing the most of was generators and fuel and that type of stuff to get their houses back online, those ones that were further off grid, because it was going to take the power companies a while to get back up in them hollers.
I seen a group out of Ryanzi here sent like 50 generators up there and stuff. So a lot of good things going on. How he was gone there, Ronnie, the Freedom Center had to keep rolling.
It did. It did.
So give us an update, what's going on and where we're at on the Freedom Center right now.
Yes, we've had several guys graduate over the last couple of weeks. We're down to 8, but we've got possibly 3 more coming in at the first part of next week. So, you know, like you just mentioned, you know, it's a revolving door. You know, some leave and some come in. It's just always going.
One of the things I had the privilege to do when I was up there, thanks to technology, is I had the opportunity to watch our guys graduate.
Yeah.
Man, it was such a special time sitting up there with the group of volunteers that I was with, and we got to watch the Freedom Center guys do their graduation, do their speeches on stage there at Grace Chapel, man. But I was just super proud of Shannon and Jeff, yeah. Johnny and Randy, and how they went about their graduation speeches and what the Lord had done in their life and it is doing. So I had the opportunity to tune in from North Carolina, and I was thankful for that.
Big shout out to Randy today. He is his birthday.
Happy birthday, Rando. He's 58
years old today. So he's been home a week now.
Yeah.
Was in a dentist's office yesterday, and seemed like things is going well for him. We've had 5 guys graduate so far in October. We got one more next week, and he'll be here with us, hopefully. And things is really exciting at the Freedom Center right now.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, and Dave, the one that's graduating next week, he came to us all the way from Houston, Texas.
Texas, yeah.
So, Tommy, I think oftentimes we see this as a localized mission, but we've had guys come from all over the country here. We joke around, but we're kind of nationwide with the Freedom Center and spreading out our reach each and every graduation class, it seems. When we send somebody back into their community from afar here that's had the opportunity to come and spend 12 weeks, I know that they have good things to go back and say and share with the locals there about the way we're doing it up here in Corinth. And hopefully that word keeps spreading and the Lord keeps using this place to help folks.
Yeah. Well, and if you need help, if you're tired of living life in drug addiction, or you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired,
yeah,
we would encourage you to go to our webpage, CorinthFreedomCenter.com, do that application. Wesley's going to call you and do an interview. And if you're a candidate or fit for our program, we've got openings right now. So even if you're not a fit for us, we're going to try to find you a program to go to. We deal with people every day that's not a fit for our program or that needs to be somewhere else. And we help them guys get in a lot of different places. So we have a lot of connections as far as that, and we'll be glad to help. But it all starts with going to our webpage, coinfreedomcenter.com,
yeah,
and doing that application. Well, I also want to give you a phone number. This is going to be a text line. We got a big announcement. We've got some great news coming in the second segment. We're all pumped about that. But here's a phone number. Write this number down. You may want to text us or give us a comment about today's show. It's 662-603-9829. That's 662-603-9829. You can listen anywhere in the world at supertalk.fm Corinth. I think we've got Bobby listening to us.
Yeah.
He's in Nashville right now. So a big shout out to Bobby, and we're praying for your family, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you could join in by listening. So again, that's supertalk.fm Corinth. Anywhere in the world, you can just listen to us or text us a comment. We get to do this show because of our advertisers, our sponsors, and I want to give them a big shout out. My mattress store, we're having the biggest sale we've ever had in 11 years. We've got $500 off some queens and kings, selling some high name brand queens and kings for $399, $499 this week. I think they 7 more days of that sale left, so you don't want to miss that chance to get that. Daniel Alter at the local Subway's got a brand new one there on Shallow Road. Go by and check them out over there. I'll get you a foot-long meatball sandwich today. Nick Bain, we use Nick for a lot of our legal needs, and we encourage you to use Nick. Nick's a friend to our ministry, and, hey, he's a Yankee fan too, so he's all right. All right, Wilco Real Estate Group, my wife and her group, my daughter's part of that group, for any of your real estate needs, buying, selling, or just got questions, reach out to Maria and her group. Wesley, name the rest of them.
Yeah, also we have Gatlin's Pharmacy over in Tishomingo. Bart and Don Doran been supporters of the show since we started, and we're thankful for them and how they support our ministries. Hudson Window Solutions, Perry and his group out of Boonville down there for all your window needs. Outpost Outdoors up in Pickwick. And Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet.
Oh, yeah. Got to come 3 miles west of High Price.
Sales and deals going on right now over here at 3 miles west. No, but we're thankful for all our sponsors. If you see them out and about or happen to be in their establishment today, tell them you heard about them right here on The Hope Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, They know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
We welcome you back to our second segment of our show, Hope. We talk a lot about the Freedom Center, and we talk a lot about Living Free here and Crosswind Ministries. We all work together and things. But, you know, recently I heard in Cincinnati at that conference, Wesley, something stuck with me, that it takes oak trees 3 years to get its roots for the foundation to really take off. And, you know, it really hit me during that time that December 1st, we're going to be open 3 years. Yeah. And so now we're just, couple months away from having 3 years behind us. 106 guys has come into our program. 53 has graduated. And that number is really high, 50% graduation rate. Yeah. So we're excited and we're thankful for all the things that has took place over the last 3 years. You know, it took us a year to get the building ready and preparing it. So really, we'd been in that ministry for 4 years, yeah. But 3 years open, and we're thankful for that. But we're at the point that we felt like we really felt like we needed a transition home.
Yeah.
So these guys could stay with us a little longer. Some of them needs to stay longer. And we was looking at homes and trying to find a house that we was going to buy and just start a transition home. But that didn't solve our problem at the Freedom Center. Yeah. So we was already maxed out at the Freedom Center. So I think the Lord opened up some eyes and opened up a door to look at some land, Wesley. And now we are under contract to purchase 112 acres there on Central School Road with the hopes of getting that paid for in January and then, you know, getting our plans together to build a new building there to house 24 men.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that will long outlive all of us here. You know, we've all been a part of the Home of Grace, and over the years we've sent hundreds of guys to the Home of Grace, and their campus is the nicest campus that you want to pull up on. Their campus is a lot nicer than most school campuses, even junior college campuses. It's just really nice, and they're sitting there on 100-something acres of land. And so I'm really excited. So today the big announcement is, and we're going to start our fundraising today. We need $321,000 to pay for this.
Yeah.
Well, Wesley, tell them the good news. We've already had one good gift.
Well, that's right, Tommy. That was that's kind of the thing that's been the catalyst driving this thing, was the fact that we had a $100,000 donation given to us a little earlier last month with the hopes of doing something in the arena of growing the Freedom Center and also providing that transition home that we all know is such a need. And that's kind of how this thing's got started. And what you said there, the Freedom Center's busting at the seams. We've got a waiting list and had a waiting list, but also the transition home is a big need. So this is a kind of a two birds with one stone type of thing. And I've noticed over the course of the Freedom Center, from just the day we made the commitment to buy the land last time, that this community has been faithful. The Lord's been faithful, always coming through with the needs. And I'm just super impressed about how this community loves on people and supports the local ministries. But we've got a big thing coming up here, and it's a big lift, and we're excited about it. And we believe in faith that the Lord has brought us to this crossroads, and He'll get us over the hump each and every time throughout the, as you was talking about the years of the Freedom Center been established, I was thinking, you know, it was November the 6th, 2020, when we made the commitment to buy the land. So just in just a few days here, that's going to be 5 years ago that the news came out about the Freedom Center, and this community started to answer the call that the Lord had laid on their heart to help men that were struggling, be a part of the journey, yeah. Be a beacon of hope in really the tri-state area here. And even, like we said, we've had guys come from all over the country. So it's been amazing to see what the Lord's done through the Freedom Center, and I'm just super excited to see the trajectory it's headed in the direction. And see what the future holds. The best is yet to come, as Truett said the other day, yeah. And that's I believe that.
November the 21st will be our night of hope. It's always our biggest night of the year at Living Free, and this year it'll be no different. So we're going to use that event to kind of raise money for this event, but not only raise money, we're going to give money away that night. Yeah. We're going to invest in some other organizations that we believe in, that's here in North Mississippi, that we work with closely. The Home of Elroy is a new one that's coming there at Glen School. We're going to give them $2,500. We're going to give the women's program at Burnsville, the Bridge Home, $2,500. We're going to give God's House of Hope, $2,500. And Truett's here representing Crosswind. We're going to give them $2,500. Because Truett's on the road every day helping some homeless guys. So we're not only we're asking people to help us, but we're going to invest in our community, and we want to be that ministry that gives. So the big announcement is that the Freedom Center has agreed to purchase 112 acres of land right there on Alcorn Center School Road, about 2 miles away from where we're at now. And phase one is step one is to get the land paid for. We need $321,000. We've got a $100,000 gift. So now we need $221,000. And if we can raise that money, we're going to pay for that January the 15th. And then we'll get a plan on about clearing the land and getting a spot for a building to be built there. And things, but you know, once we make that move, we're going to take the building we've got now and create the transition home.
Yeah.
So we're going to build us a building to house 24 men. We know our transition home could house 8-10 men over there easy. It's just a win-win situation, and it allows us to, you know, that's going to be the Freedom Center's home the rest of its entirety. And it's going to outlive us. I heard a old Cajun preacher say one time down there, Bruce Gill, Truett. He said, pour yourself into something that will outlive you. Well, community, here's an opportunity for us to pour ourselves into something that's going to outlive us. Moving the Freedom Center over on the 112 acres of land and creating that building. And then we have enough land to expand and do whatever we want to in the future.
You know, Tommy, something that I've seen about this area is that the men and women around here have a heart for people who are in addiction and alcoholism. And
for sure.
And helping women, men, in different programs. So the question might be, why raise the money? Why not just get a government grant or you know, find other ways, but why do you think the people want to give?
Well, I mean, it. Who wants the government in our business?
Yeah.
I mean, the government's a mess.
Yeah.
So, the community here has always supported us. Living Free, we've been here 20 years. They've supported us for 20 years. The Freedom Center now has been open for 3 years, and you know, they have supported us from little churches, non-denominational churches, to denominational churches, to whatever type church. They have supported us. Families have supported us. Businesses have supported us. And we're thankful for that. And, you know, this is a big deal that we're fixing to do, 112 acres land and then a building that's double the size we got now. So that's 8,000 square feet if you double what we got now.
But it's not big for God.
No, that's what I'm saying. But we're excited. Yeah. I don't know. This is kind of our kickoff day We're asking people to help us make this happen. We'd love to show.
One of the things you said Sunday was about tell them about, you know, you said about the $100,000 gift, but what else did someone else give?
That same weekend, a guy, him and his wife gave us a $100,000 gift. There's another lady wrote a $10 check, and I took a picture of them two checks together, because it's going to take the people that can give $10.
That's right.
But it's going to take some people that can give the $100,000. It's going to take all of us doing this together. It's not a denomination thing for us. It's a mission here in town. It's a mission that's going to change lives. If we've took 106 guys in 3 years in the building now, someday, in a few years from now, we'll be able to take 100 men a year.
Yeah.
You know, you just let that sink in. 100 men a year.
What's the long term? I mean, you know, with the transition, I've been thinking about this, you know, like with Wesley and Ronnie and myself, all coming from a home of grace. What a difference for us was that we stayed plugged in to, you know, I came into the Freedom Center for another 90 days. Wesley got hooked up with you, with Tommy, right? Wesley, and you stayed with him. Ronnie stayed around. So, you know, that's what helps with the success rate among the men who are in the program is staying plugged in and making that transition. Not everybody can stay 180 days.
Yeah.
But the ones that can, it's a benefit for it, and it's needed.
Well, I think needed. The 3 years, as I walked this morning, I went walking early this morning, I was thinking about that the 3 years that we've put in so far, and really you go back, it's longer than that, because it's four probably, because we met a year. We met for a year, and then we've been open for, for 3 years. But the foundation that's been built so far, and the name of the Freedom Center that's out in the country now, in the recovery world, like I said, David's there from Houston, Texas, but I mean, we've had other guys come from Texas, from Florida,
California,
other places just to come. So we're excited.
I think it's a vision.
Yeah,
I see a vision casting from y'all. You know,
yeah.
And I mean, it started back when y'all, like you said, y'all met for a year before you ever opened. I mean, and it goes back 20 years with Living Free Ministries.
Yeah.
I mean, well, where there's no vision, people will perish. It's in the scripture.
All right. You know? Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're the third segment. We're going to talk about November the 21st, our Night of Hope. We're going to talk about how you can go ahead and give if you want to meet with us and hear the vision and stuff. Again, you can text us, 662-603-9829. Text us a comment, question about this or about our show. But we're excited. The Freedom Center is moving to a 112-acre campus. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help, or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring in a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. and we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment of our show, Hope. Today's show is a big announcement that the Freedom Center, the board, the team has agreed to purchase 112 acres of land with the idea of moving the Freedom Center over there in a new facility that will double our intake. I mean, we'll double take up to 20, 24 guys. So if it doubles that, Wesley, right off the bat, you're looking at 75, 80 guys a year coming in.
Well, on a 12-week cycle, Tommy, that at least gives four sets.
So, yeah, you could. And then, 100. Yeah. So, gives the opportunity to expand. And again, it gives us the place that we're going to call home. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be home there forever. At the Home of Grace, you know, it's Jericho Road out there. They know where it's at the end of the road there and all that. But we're excited. It's a little bit overwhelming because of the financial side of this. But again, this community's been good to us. This community's always supported us. So we're thankful for that. We needed $321,000 to make this purchase. We have got a $100,000 gift so far. So, you know, we're $221,000 away from closing on this land. And once we close on the land, that gets us in phase two, you know, and we're off and running there. But we're going to, this year for November the 21st, our Night of Hope, that's going to be our celebration and kind of ask people to give to that between now and November the 21st. But also that night, we're going to give away money. Mm-hmm. We believe that if we plant, we harvest, that we should be investing in other ministries here. It's just not about our campus. It's about helping folks. And that's who we are, and that's who we want to be. And I'm excited about that too, Wesley, that we're going to be that ministry that's investing in other ministries.
Well, the scripture's clear, Tommy, about the body of Christ being one in unity, and you know, the whole completion of the body has to function together in order to accomplish the task that God set before us as moving forward and his bride to be prepared when he comes back. So all of the body of Christ has to be one, and that means planning and other facilities that we use as resources for the Freedom Center, for the local community here. You know, I know through the court systems here with this local city judge, Ms. Phelps, we've sent several down to God's House of Hope. We've asked the Bridge House, the girls over there, and tried to get some in connection with them. We've used Crosswind to transport the ones that we've had to carry down to these facilities and these programs, and just excited at what's going on their place, not only just ours, because God's doing stuff everywhere. And I know one of the things that we like in our local ministry here is we like to be part of all of it.
Yeah.
Not just what we got going in. So I'm thankful for that.
So again, November the 21st is our Night of Hope. Our friends from Ellistown Baptist Church is going to provide the meal. The worship group on Wednesday night, Shelby and Amy, They're going to come and sing. I'm not sure how many of the musicians is going to be with them, but they're going to be leading us that night. We've got other people that's coming. The people that we're giving money to is going to have a few minutes to speak that night and things. So it's truly going to be a night of hope. It's going to be a big night. But also, it's just us asking the community to help us get this land purchased so that we can move the facility over there into a bigger building. Yeah.
So. That's going to be exciting. I can't wait to hear these other facilities express the gratitude and let us know what's going on with them. But also, I can't wait to hear Shelby and them get fired up singing over there, and let's worship the Lord and praise him for what he's already done. Yeah. You know, I don't want that to go unmissed, Tommy, is the last 3 and 4 years that the community supported the Freedom Center, and we've had big asks from the get-go, but they're just small asks for the Lord, it seems like, right? Because he's answered the call every time.
We just put a thing out a few months ago, said we need a new van. We needed $38,000 for a new van. And guess what? Our community come and got us a new van.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sitting here with Truett Brown and Ronnie Martin, both of these guys as alumni, both of these guys is part of our team now. Mm-hmm. Ronnie was the first guy to come in, and I'm not sure what number you was as far as alumni, Truett. When did you graduate?
I graduated May 9th.
May 9th. So Ronnie will always be number one, and we'll find out what number you are, Truett. Ralph's probably got that.
Yeah.
But as alumni, and you remember the first 3 months of us being open in Ronnie, we had no clue what we was doing.
Yeah,
we had no clue of what we was doing, and now you're part of our team. We still don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
But you know, God's opening up doors for us.
He is. You know, it's been a learning process. You know, things have changed since I was in the program. You know, you guys have learned. You guys learned while I was there, and you know, it's just a learning process. The expansion is something we greatly need. You know, we've obviously outgrown the one we're in, and I'm just excited to see what the Lord's going to do with with the next one.
We built our building to house 12, and we've had 14 in it lately. Yeah. So we held 14, 13 for several weeks. So it's like, I mean, we can make it work. But Truett, you had been to the Home of Grace. Then you come up and stayed 12 weeks with us. So you've seen what that large campus looks like there.
Yeah.
And then you come to our small campus. But now you see the need of us expanding.
Yeah, it's just a need for especially for the transitional side of it as well. 24 beds won't be enough that long either, you know. And there's so much more. I was been thinking about the, like, Home of Grace and the different phases that you can go through with 24 men and the transition. And you know, something that we taught at the Freedom Center last week was we were talking about, you know, sanctification, and that sanctification is a process. And that's what a lot of times begins at the Freedom Center is the sanctification process. And it's a lifelong process. None of us or ever get to arrive where we attain it all, you know. But there's just a need. People, I had somebody last Friday said, I'm ready to go somewhere. And then another guy this past week saying, I'm ready to go and I need a long-term program, you know, a longer program.
Yeah.
And we just need that. We need more room. And we need people to give.
Yeah, we're going to have people to give to make this thing work.
And it'll happen.
Yeah, but again, you can give online. You can mail us a check. If you want to call us to set up a meeting with us, we'd love to talk to you about our vision and our expansion of the Freedom Center. And Wesley, you know, you've interviewed all 106 guys.
Yeah.
You the one that took the application. You've talked to every one of them. And now to see where we're at, you know, 3 years in, and Bobby sent us a great text about that, you know, that Jesus spent 3 years with his disciples. It takes 3 years for most people's brain to get cleared. There's a lot of scientific studies that show, you know, 3 years of no drinking, no dope, and get your brain back in a good spot. But so we've been in this for 3 years now. So, and we feel like we're at a good spot to go forward.
I think in that 3 year time span, Tommy, we've done a lot of learning. We've seen a lot of different hurdles come our way, but we've seen the Lord be faithful through all of that. It seems like, as Ronnie said, from day one, it's changed quite a bit the way the program looks. We've tried to implement a little bit more variety in our daily schedule and getting the guys exposed to different pastors, different teachers, and different men within the community here to pour back into their life. We try to keep them exposed to a lot of different parts of the body, different churches, different organizations that are supporters of ours. And through all that, the guys start to feel part of a community. And I think that's one thing that sets us apart in the way that we do it, maybe from the Home of Grace or some other programs, is that we introduce our guys into the community. We help them to start to retain and earn and gain some dignity back into their life that's been thrown out to the wayside. They start to feel like they're accepted and loved and part of something instead of ostracized and being cast out. And so moving forward from that, up on graduation, they tend to want to stay involved. And so I'm excited as this thing grows, that with the involvement in the community that it has, to see really see God shine just more. And I think he's going to do it. I think the real question on this whole thing is what the timeline of him doing it looks like. I don't have no doubts in that. I think that he's going to do it, and we're praying that he does it by January.
Yeah.
The first task.
We signed paperwork wanting to close on the land January the 15th. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So, again, a number you can text, question, comment, 662-603-9829. We just got a message from my brother Randy there. He is in Lauderdale County listening to us.
Yeah. So happy birthday,
he's
baby
online, Rand. And I guess he's probably stopping and getting him a little Debbie or something. You know, be more of a big Debbie, I'm sure.
He got to eat something soft after that dentist visit yesterday.
Again, the big news today is the Freedom Center is signed paperwork to purchase 112 acres of land to move our facility over on that land and start a mission there that will outlive us. That mission will be going on, when we go to the Home of Grace graduation. They share Brother Bill Barton's story every Friday. That was 60-something years ago when he pushed the old trailer down that road and started housing alcoholics. 60 years from now, there's going to be people talking about how that got started out there on the Alquinson School Road, how mission where the people had a vision to help people.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with a few scripture and talk about tonight at Living Free Ministries.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here in Corinth, Mississippi. It's fall time, which means football season and the baseball playoffs about to start. It's my favorite time of the year, and guess what? We have fall deals on all of our mattresses, adjustable beds, recliners, and so much more. Guys, you gotta come 3 miles west of High Prices to get these deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
We welcome back to our segment right here. It's our last segment of the day, our show Hope. We're downtown Corinth right here on a beautiful Thursday morning. And I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with three of my good friends, Truett Brown, Ronnie Martin, and Wesley Jackson. And we had been talking about the Freedom Center. Our Night of Hope is November 21st. That's less than a month to go. But we're in need to raise $221,000 to pay for this land. And so that gets phase one done, and then we'll start phase two with getting land cleared and getting a building started. So we're excited. We ask that you pray about it. Pray for us. Man, we want you to participate. Come and be part of it. And then even be a partner. When you give, you're a partner. Yeah. Whether it's that $10 giver that we talked about or that $100,000 giver, everybody's a partner. And we're thankful for the folks that's throughout the years. Living Free has over 70-something churches that gives to it. It's from little small country churches to some larger churches to non-denominational churches, and we're thankful for that. So if this project is to take place in North Mississippi, it will be because of the community, and we're excited about that. So there's a lot of other things going on in the community. Tonight at Living Free Ministries, my friend Joe Blackley from Henderson, Tennessee, him and his wife Carrie, they're bringing some church folks. Joe pastors the Church of the Highlands. It's right there on 45 on the right side headed north, right there before you get into Henderson. But we're excited to have Joe. One of the first big victories Living Free Ministries ever seen was Joe and Carrie Blackley years and years ago. I've seen God restore their sanity, restore their family, gave their kids back to them. Both of them went on to become very professionals and things. So, and now Joe's pastoring church. He'll be our guest tonight. We're going to cater from the dinner bell afterwards, so we'll have a meal afterwards. That starts at 6 o'clock tonight there at Living Free, and that is located out there behind the funeral home on 72. Truett, what's going on at Crosswind?
Well, this Sunday night we have the gathering, and if Bobby's not back yet, then Angel's Quinn's going to speak. Jordan spoke last week, so Angel is got a notice that she might speak. And last week we had more children than I've ever seen there on Sunday night. So bring your kids out. And then,
Truett, that was our 10 guys.
No, yeah. No, these were actually like 19.
Okay. I heard it was kids, yeah.
Yeah, it was kids. Yeah. And then next Wednesday night on October 30th, Angel's putting together again the Fall Festival there at Farmington Arms, and there'll be it starts at 6, it lasts till 8, and there'll be music, games, candy, food. There'll be all carving carving pumpkins. So I know Angel's taking donations at Crosswinds for candy. We can use people to volunteer. So contact Angel Quinn, who is not on, she's an angel, and her name is Angel, and she is over this project, this fall festival. That's next Wednesday night at 6 p.m. at Farmington Arms.
All right. Wesley, when me and you was meeting with the newspaper and we met with Alex, you said something there at the end that just I've had with me ever since you said it. We encourage our guys at the center, the 106 guys that's come to our program, we encourage them to dream big.
Yeah.
Think big. Dream big about what your family's going to look like, what kind of job you're going to have, what life's going to look like when you take alcohol out or take drugs out of your life. So the challenge is we encourage in our community to look big, dream big for the Freedom Center.
I think especially, I know for myself, Tommy, coming out of addiction, I was you created it within the whole box that you've been living in and the struggle and the ditch you've been in. There's a limited mindset, and really in the early stages of recovery, you think that just the small steps is really full-on success, and they are. They're a part of the success, but the end game is to have a big picture victory of what life can truly look like. And so we encourage the guys at the Freedom Center to dream big, because you never really know what God is up to. I look back in my life 5-6 years ago, and I would have never dreamt that the Lord could have used me to be part of 100 men's lives, to see 50 men graduate, to be able to share just a little bit in what it is he's been doing in these men's life, and to see them, men like Ronnie Martin, Doug Houston, other Truett, just come through the Freedom Center just a mess, and then get out and start walking for the Lord and sharing the gospel and being that beacon of hope and that light in their community. It just blesses my heart. So I'm encouraging the local community for that, is that you see the fruits of what it is you've been given to. And if you hadn't had that opportunity, come out to Living Free Ministries tonight. Come out other Thursday or Monday nights and see what it is the Lord's done by way of Living Free and the Freedom Center, and is doing and plans on doing more in the future. So I'm just excited, because I know what the Lord's done already, and in faith I know he's going to do more.
Yeah,
and I can't wait to see it. So we're encouraging the community to dream with us, dream big.
Yeah,
and amen. This talking about come out to Living Free and all, you know, last Saturday we had a guy that we met at the men's night at Church Crossroads the other night. His name was Nick, and he was a loner, an isolator, and he came to Living Free Bible studies Saturday morning. And then we had another guy that came Monday night from that just got out of Teen Challenge. So, you know, being able to, the vision that Living Free and the Freedom Center has to reach this community, and it's made possible through the donations of men and women, the churches in our area.
We want to encourage you to dream big, look big with us, help us buy this land, 112 acres of land right there on Central School Road where the Freedom Center will be going. Wesley, we always go out with the Book of Jude.
Yeah, no, I'm going to take a second and just and take an opportunity, Tommy, just to thank everybody. Thank you. Thank Bobby. You know, Bobby's listening. You guys have been such an inspiration to me. And to see your faith lived out each and every day is an encouragement, and I'm thankful for that. Thankful for Ralph, the other men at the Freedom Center, John. Brother John goes unnoticed sometimes, but John's been a big part of this thing, and I'm thankful for the local community, because we couldn't have done what we've done without you guys, and our hearts really have been blessed. Our community's been blessed by your giving and your support, and we thank you for that. But we'll close out here with Jude, and it says right here, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen." We'll be back next week.
Amen. Have a good week.